been quarterback movement like we haven't seen, even though the off-season musical chairs for quarterbacks has increased in recent years. You remember the summer of 2020 whenever Brady left and you had Phillip Rivers going elsewhere, but now there's, I don't know about bigger, but certainly more names going on. Obviously, well, Russell Wilson went to the Broncos. Yeah. We had Deshaun Watson going to the Browns. That's going to be one of my biggest surprises.
Matt Ryan going to the Falcons, and the Falcons made his contract.
He left the Falcons.
I'm sorry, he left the Falcons and went to the Colts, and the Falcons are eating the contract.
Definitely with that. And they were put in that situation because they didn't get Deshaun Watson.
And then Julio left the year before, so pain.
Yep. Welcome to rebuild, Falcons fans.
I think they've kind of wanted it for like the last 3 years, but they want Matty Ice involved. I just think they didn't want to. It's either they didn't know how to do it or they didn't want to do it. But even so, this rebuild is going to be very rough because it doesn't matter who's behind the quarterback. Offensive line needs work. Secondary needs work. You got two or three offensive weapons, and the run back game has been subpar for a while, but that's because of the offensive line. There's bits and pieces, but they literally have half a team right now.
Yeah, it seems about right. I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson, a converted wide receiver, was their running back. So we'll see how many carries he gets and how much he's really just used as a receiver out of the backfield. No question, he's going to get some carries, and he'll certainly get a lot of touches. Fantasy owners of his rejoice, but they also drafted a young guy, Tyler Allgeier, out of BYU. I think he's going to get a lot of touches this year. He'll probably be the between-the-tackles guy.
Here's one. Here's a big surprise since we're talking about this. If we had to go with the Deebo Samuel comparison, it's Cordarrelle Patterson. How come Debo's screaming about getting paid but not Cordarrelle Patterson? Is it an ego thing? Is it his age and he's like, my money is now?
Quite possibly. I mean, also, receivers are just making moves now like they haven't before. You mean Tyreek Hill got a lot to get him to Miami? I mean, this is just a very – it's an inflation of the value of the wide receiver position. Most valuable it's ever been in the history of the league.
Quarterback money at this rate.
That it is. But anyways, I'm going to go with what I was saying earlier about Watson being a big surprise. Obviously, we all knew that he was headed out of Houston, but – the Browns, really? I'm just thinking they had a decent thing going with Baker Mayfield. Maybe they feel like they weren't going to win a title with him, but they can with Watson. I'm sure that's their thinking, but they have so much tied up in him now. It makes you wonder who all they're going to have to get rid of to stay under the cap because they just paid Njoku big money recently. You're going to have to hold on to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and the rest of that running game. And then on the defense, Denzel Ward, I think he got an extension too. Yes. Are you going to pay Myles Garrett? And just like, are they going to have any money left?
Myles Garrett's already got his money, so that's different. The way that they do the cap creativity is creative bookkeeping at its finest.
Right. They're going to have to really fill out their roster with good value guys in the next few years. That much is for sure. And I'm suppose it's also a little surprising that Mayfield hasn't gone yet, but I'm sure they're holding on to him. So we get our first quarterback injury in training camp or preseason. Browns get a call. Boop, he's on the plane.
Well, there's one thing that surprises me since we're on the Watson topic. We're still not sure if he's suspended. He held out last year. He got paid $10 million to sit on the bench. I don't even know if he came to the ballpark. I don't know if he went to the stadium during his suspension. It's not like they showed him on the sidelines with an earpiece in, like when the quarterback is sitting out or he's hurt. He wasn't in casual attire, nothing. We didn't see him. We have no idea where he was. But he did not play, and he got $10 million plus. And going into this year, I'm sorry, they want to speak. The NFL and the commissioner says, we want to speak to Watson. And that is after he announces that he's taking the whole offense to the Bahamas. So let me get this right. You want to speak to him because if there's an incident in the Bahamas on this team trip, that you're, I'm sorry, what? Come on, man. You only want to stay to it because of that trip, and you're like, listen, you do anything stupid, you're gone. Rubs me.
Yeah. But I mean, when have we known the NFL to ever make sense? Seems like all their punishments are just sort of like Wheel of Fortune. Just spin it and see what happens. Six game suspension.
It certainly
tweet seems something inappropriate. Oh, wild card. Commissioner decides 10 game suspension.
Is the fine like the Wheel of Fortune too? Or is it more like Plinko?
Ooh, that's a good question.
0, 10, 25, 50, 100.
Well, I think on Wheel of Fortune, they space it out pretty well. They don't have the big ones right next to the small ones, unless you're going for that really tiny one where there's like three of them in one slot. And just like, you either get $100,000 or you get bankrupt. Two bankrupts on each side of $100,000.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd see the day we talk about Wheel of Fortune on this show, but here we are. We
talked about so many topics when we air, it's not even funny. But hey, I'd be down to be like, hey, when somebody says, hey, that's a finable, hit right there. It's like, what are we going to do? We're going to get on here. I'm going to find a website and we're going to Plinko it.
I'm up for it.
What's another surprising one?
Okay, that's a pretty good question. Well, I might need a moment to think about this. So, you got one in mind?
I can't believe that the best pass rush in the NFL goes to the Chargers.
Okay.
Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa on the same defense. I don't care what line you put in front of them. How are you going to contain those two guys?
It's always a good question. Of course, mine is Khalil Mack still an elite pass rusher? Of course, if he's getting a lot of one-on-one blocking because Bosa's taking a double on the other side, he'll probably get back to double-digit sacks.
What happens if they stack up together? The tight end and the tackle take Mac, and then you got the guard in the center on Bosa. That what? You're going to have the defensive tackle just go straight up the gut?
Or have unchecked blitzing linebackers?
Those guys are going to make their teammates better.
No question about it.
You can't double cover two pass rushers. Especially if there's five other guys.
It's true. I would think another big surprise for me was the Devontae Adams trade. Because that was announced after Rodgers had said that he was going to return. So I thought surely Adams would be back for one more ride, even though that's what they said last year, too. But exactly. Nope, they sent him out to Vegas. who is an organization that I can no longer track what they're doing. It just doesn't seem to make any sense. I mean, so Rich Bisaccia, they don't retain him as their head coach.
Sad.
And then they bring in Josh McDaniels, who I've never been a fan of. We're not going to rehash that point. Although I suppose the irony is Rich Bisaccia is now the special teams coach in Green Bay, which could have gotten them to the Super Bowl last year, but go figure. Him and Adams are trading places, and I think, you know, neither might get what they want out of that.
Agreed. I agree about that one for sure.
I just kept wondering, though, was that Raiders team actually good, or do they just catch lightning in a bottle? And because of their kicker, they just managed to get it done, because he made a lot of kicks on the last plays of the game, and I don't know that they're going to have that sort of string of good fortune again. I also don't know how much the reshuffling of games with COVID, like if you remember their game in Cleveland, it was on at like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday or something to that effect. And I don't know. I just remember it kind of screwed the Browns in some way.
Wasn't like a bad weather game too? Like, wasn't it a very low scoring game?
Yeah, it was 16-14 was the final score. And well, Daniel Carlson made a 50 some odd yarder at the end of the game.
Personally, I feel like they went over expectations and they just kind of rolled with it.
That seems about right.
I just don't know if you could do it again. You can say that with every team in that division, which I didn't think big expectation. The last 3-4 years, you could easily, not easily, but you could make the argument that's a Chiefs division. It's yes. Theirs to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I give it to the Chargers, personally.
I certainly think it's possible. The Chargers look like they're a team that could easily break out. But again, that's all on paper until we get to the real games.
True.
You got another surprise for us?
That's a very good question. I know this is a segment for later, but we might as well get out of the way.